Okay, yesterday we finished Besiat Shmaya Gedola Simen Kuf Samech Ches, which was a shtag doozy. Okay, it's much lighter for the next week or so. Kuf Samech Ches Din Shamash HaSeuda. Okay. So Gemara Ksuvis and Dav Samech Aleph and Rav says Amar Rav Huna Hakol Mashim Bifnei Hashamash Chutz Mibasar V'Yayin, that you don't have to give the waiter what to eat unless you're involved with basar v'yayin. Basar v'yayin is tangy, and if he's gonna smell it, and it's gonna get his the Pavlovian response. And if you're not gonna give him to eat, it could be dangerous. And then the Gemara concludes: Kvala demilsa kodius le recha v'kiua, something that has a tangy smell, tangy taste, and so you have to offer that to the waiter, so that he does, right away, so it doesn't get dangerous for him. Now, if he's invited to eat at your table anyway, so we'll see that it's okay. He's just like everybody else. You know, you wait till your turn. But if it's like he's not eating with you, so he has to get first.
It's dangerous.
It's assumed to be physically dangerous. The Gemara is about on Yom Kippur, that a person smells something on Yom Kippur, and they, especially a pregnant woman, and she feels like she needs to eat it, then she eats it. Yeah, try to eat it on Yom Kippur.
Pregnant woman, but.
Okay, I don't know. That's what it says. Then the Gemara goes on to talk about Eliyahu HaNavi speaking to certain people and not others based on how they treated the waiter, the shamash. Okay, so let's see. Kol davar shemivin v'tnei adam sheish lo reach v'adam ta'ev lo, anything that is being served to a person that has a smell and a person desires, tzarich litem mimeno l'shamash miyad, you immediately must give the waiter. And it's midas chasidus to give him to eat right away from each and every item that is being eaten at this table. Okay, that is part one. The next part is totally different. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Katan Bei Tzarich Liten. The davar sheyesh lo reach mazik la'adam kesheochel b'fanav u'tarav lo ve'ein os lo miyad. If something has a strong smell, a person is watching eat it, he smells it. It isn't dangerous, but it could damage a person. If you're eating in front of him, he desires it, and you don't give it to him right away. But if it doesn't have a smell, so you could eat it first, and you can give him later. You don't have to give him a ton. Give him a little piece, taste a little piece, that'll be enough. That will calm him down. Even if you hire the waiter on condition that you're giving him no food, bring your own sandwich. Low money tonight. Tonight does not help. You still have to feed him. That's only if he's serving, but he's not invited to eat with you. But if he's going to be eating with you, then you do not need to give him before everybody else. You have his turn, just like everybody else. You know, there's a smell coming out of the kitchen. Okay, you know, you're getting it. I guess it's the kind of thing where you think you're not going to get, and you have the smell. That's what causes the nezek. Mikol min v'min, haynu. I feel that even things that do not smell, there is a midas chasidus to give him. That's based on the Gemara over there. Okay. Bir alacha dibar masal tarach litei mimenu mistaver, it makes sense. The kishiyeshal mishari sheskiru l'shana, you have a waiter, you hired him for a year, for 6 months, whatever it is. V'amar lo b'tchila she'ema she'tavi didaber shishpo kiyuv v'reicha ani ma'ashil chashitita mitchila, anytime you bring me a food that has a strong smell, I let you take first. Just say that's good enough. It doesn't each time you have to do a formal declaration, formal invitation to the guy to eat. You don't need that. Okay, now what about your guest who comes to visit you in the middle of the meal? He ate his meal. He comes to visit you in the middle of your meal. Why is that? You know, is it only a shamish? What about a stama Jew? So the Bir Halacha addresses this in Divar Masal Shamish. Says like this: Vafil ain't a shamish b'sur the rakam avash lamakla. If it's the cook, it's also like that. The cook is no different than the waiter. Vafil ain't bezanos avalav, even if you don't have to feed him. B'shas mashma od biyoser. Even a regular Joe, he's not part of the kitchen staff. If he's there when you're eating your this strong smelled stuff, they could be dangerous. You have to offer him some. So why is the Gemara, the Shulchan talks about a shamish, the waiter? Because the waiter is the one who serves the food. Not a stranger in your house who's not eating with you. The minig throughout the Jewish people is you invite him to eat something. Take a plate, take a seat, help yourself. Oh, based on this halacha. Okay, that's part one. I don't know. Okay, whatever. You could split Sif Aleph into two different Sifim, but the Shulchan Aruch didn't do that. Fine. That's part one. Part two. Part two is based on a different Gemara, not in Ksubas, but in Chulin. Gemara in Chulin says, you should not give something to eat to the Shama, to the waiter, when the waiter is holding a cup of wine, or anything else, a cup of liquid, or if the balabais is holding a cup of liquid. Why? Because maybe they will spill the wine. Let's see. V'lo yitein lo kozman shakos biyada. When you're giving food to the shamish, don't give him food while he's holding a cup of wine. O biya balabais. Or when the balabais is holding a cup of wine. Says the Ramah, v'davka the shamish. Only we talk about giving to a shamish. Why? Mishabura sifkaton. Hey, vav. Hey, lo yitein lo. Kol ha'echa min ha'mesubin. One of the people on the table who wants to give to the waiter here, waiter takes something to eat. Don't do that when the waiter is holding a cup of wine. Biado biada shamash. When the shamash is holding a cup of wine, why? The shema mitoshu tarbi lekichas aprusa. He's taking a piece of challah or cake, whatever he's taking. Yishafech hakosh. Maybe the shulchan. So he's going to get distracted. He can end up spilling the cup of wine. And that's not going to be pleasant for anybody. Even when the oreach is holding the cup of wine, when the oreach is holding a cup of wine, he should not be giving other things with the other hand to the shamash. Why? Because maybe the balabai is not interested in giving food now to the waiter. And he's going to look at you funny, that evil eye. And you're going to be nervous because you're the guest. Woo! And your hand's going to shake and you're going to spill the wine. And you also shouldn't be giving food to the waiter while the balabai is holding a cup of wine, because maybe he doesn't want you giving it. He's going to get angry and he's going to and that cup of wine in the hand of the balabai is going to spill. Okay. Even the Babais himself will eat in the shamish because he had a shamish. Now, even the Balabais should not give food to the waiter while he's holding the liquids, because he can come to spill the liquids. Fine. Okay, Abir Alacha, Dibar Aslam Yad. I think that was on what we learned before. Yeah. I have a Mishabur. But note that the cold didn't become a Shinam Shah's Ocha, but also mean a Mizona Shah's Balabat. The whole concept that they have to give to the waiter something that has a smell, whatever, is only if he's not eating with you. The fichal nashim is avid as that. Mashenke mimikosh amine shagama mishas ocham osan achilas shemir balbayis. In general, the kitchen staff eats from the food that they are preparing, as a general rule. So ava pisha dan ocham is the inochad akdume. So if he's planning, he's going to be eating with you. He just first serves and then he eats with you. You don't have to give him first. The dummy the mashen pesach amagavam b'meisim imal shulchan the less lamba. If he's eating with you, the whole din doesn't apply. The avshad the mitamze inogin omer zarbaza. So nowadays the minig is, I don't know. We don't have not too many kitchen staff members in Beitar, but when they do have a kitchen staff, the kitchen staff gets to eat the food, and the mele this halacha doesn't apply, and therefore.
Does it matter if they're goyim or?
I was thinking about that. It's a good question. I don't know. I didn't see anyone discuss that. I don't know. You have what to say about that?
A goy or a Jewish
I would think
goiter.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, I would think it's the same thing because the Gemara calls it a sakana. I would think it's the same thing. I don't know. Okay, now. Now, the same Gemara over there says, the gears of our Gemara is, lo yitein adam prusa l'tochpi. Don't put a piece of bread in the mouth of the waiter. Okay, he's a Jewish waiter, unless you know that he washed his hands. Okay, and the Beis Yosef brings from there, I'm sorry, the Beis Yosef brings from Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, you see from here, this is something we already learned. I think in Kuf Samach Gimel. Does that make sense? Yeah, I think so. That just like you can't put food in the mouth of waiter, bread if you didn't wash, so too you can't put food in his mouth if he didn't make a bracha. Okay, so here it goes. This is a very sensitive, kind of controversial halacha. We already spoke it out. We'll try to speak it out again a little bit. You cannot give him a slice of bread unless you know that he washed. Okay, here it doesn't talk about anything about putting it in his mouth, which the Gemara says. The Bira Grove here says that the Rif had a different gearson than the Gemara. The Rif's gearson has nothing to do, it doesn't say mouth. This is, you shouldn't give it to him unless you know he washed. Now there's a special issue, there's two issues. There's some people don't wash because they're lacking in their Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Here, the Shamish, they talk about, even if he's not lacking in Shmiras HaMitzvahs, he's fully committed, he always washes, but he's kind of distracted. He's doing his job, so he might forget to wash, and therefore, specifically, they discuss this by the Shamish. Okay, then Siv Beis is a continuation from Rabbi Yonah. Do not give food to someone that, unless you know that he's going to make a bracha. If you give it to Mitzvah. And the Mishnah says, but that's only if you don't know if he's going to make, if you know for sure he's not going to make a bracha, then this is highly problematic. Okay, so we kind of spoke this out, and the issue goes through the whole discussion again. This would make life incredibly difficult for those, for sure, Bali Tshuva, and those who have relatives who are not 100% committed to mitzvahs. So basically, the different poskeador have said like this. It's a lifnei iver problem. If you're giving him food, he can eat without a bracha, it's a lifnei iver problem. Or he can eat without washing. Now, to do something to somebody that's going to cause him to hate observant Jews is also lifnei iver. Hating Judaism, hating Torah, hating religious Jews is also a type of lifnei iver. So the post can kind of use that to say that room to be lenient bismanenu in this halacha. You don't like that?
I shouldn't keep Shabbos because that's going to cause some chilani to think that all these Jews are stupid.
That is a very poor comparison.
Why?
Weiter. Figure it out yourself.
Giving someone else food is not...
Giving Shabbos.
Why not? Because you're giving them the thing that's
going to
make them
evil. Okay, now, the halacha still applies. Now, let me tell you something.
I don't want them to actually answer. Because I'm also going to give them the food.
No, the reason it's actually giving them the food is because I'm causing him to sin. So if I don't give the food, I'm going to also be causing him to sin. Because he's expecting food.
I'm doing the halacha. When I call him halacha, we don't worry about causing other people.
This is the halacha. This halacha is not built on keeping Shabbos. Okay, we can't find it out right now. I agree. It's not simple. It's definitely not simple. Now, they talk about, you know, letting him take food versus giving him food. And also, I don't think that this halacha, even though in Achinami, we're not so makbid on this bismanenu, whether we have a good excuse or don't have such a good excuse, but like, you know, the concept of, okay, we're going to go give food to the soldiers, which is a very nice, big mitzvah. But if they're not religious, then they're not going to make a bracha. I don't know if that's so pasha. They're not expecting me to bring them food. I don't have to bring them food. If I do it, I'm a tzaddik, but it's a tzidkus, it's a kiddush Hashem in theory. You know, so they talk about in general, when you give someone food, if you tell them to make a bracha, they may listen, they may not listen, but then you're removing part of the problem. Or, like, I used to tell my wife, in the old days, there was a tzkufa where they were collecting cakes and bringing it to the soldiers. Like, put in a thing, you know, birkatom is a note, you know, a big sign. Do something to bring down from the stipler that if you have relatives, you should say the bracha out loud, and it could be the yotze with such a thing. With all the kashas, he doesn't have kavan to be yotze, but Rav Stern also told me that once. Say bracha out loud, and maybe the yotze with that. It's a very touchy complicated, difficult topic over here. But at the same time, I don't think it's reason to say it doesn't exist. It does exist. It is halacha. And, you know, if you don't have to offer a person like that food, then you probably shouldn't offer them food. If your parents aren't from, they can visit you for a week. You can't not be there for a week. Obviously. Yeah, obviously. Okay, anyway. Okay, then there's a difference. There's something called Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver is he couldn't do the Avera without me. Then there's Misayaya. He can do the Avera without me, but I happen to be facilitating the Avera. That's called Misayaya. There is a Prima Garden that holds that there's no Misayaya by a Durabanan. And these dinim are all Durabanan. Making a bracha is Durabanan, washing is Durabanan. Sort of. I mean, if you're not going to bench, that would be Daraisa perhaps. That is Daraisa. Okay, we're talking about Bracha Rishon over here. So then it could be, not everyone agrees with the people got them. Again, everyone's pulling at straws to come up with coolers and a terim over here because this is something that is, and they talk about, what about stores? So the Chazanish said, put up a big sign in the store. Halotzi, the zone, whatever, they put up a sign. Do something that you are not, you know, that you're doing your chalek to get them to do what they're supposed to do. Okay, Dish has got a whole gan sarichah, it's fine. Right there. Now, the Gemara in Chulin, Kuv Zayin. Same Gemara in Chulin. Okay, now, this is a very interesting, exciting, and ogeya sif that we're about to learn. Now, I was hoping that we would come up with a finished product, but this sugya appears, I found already, in Simin Kufayin Dal, in Kufayin Tes, and in Kuf Tzadi. So it's at least in four places that we are headed towards and going to get to in the coming weeks and months. So I hope by the end we will have clarity, but we are not going to get clarity today because it's a very involved sugya, and but we're going to do the little piece that we see today. Kuf Zayin says, Gemara says, Chulin Kuf Zayin Rebeis Amar Rav, the shamish, the waiter, mevarech al kol kos v'kos. He makes a bracha on every cup of liquid that you give him. But he does not make a bracha on every slice of bread that you give him. Then the Gemara says, astira, the Gemara says it depends if there's an adam gadol, there's not an adam gadol, basically like this. If the shamish knows he's getting more food, the bracha he makes on the first food counts for the rest of the food. If the shamish does not know, you offered him now a cup of wine. He doesn't know if you're going to offer him another cup of wine. If you do, it's nimlach, it's a new thing, he has to make another bar pregafen. If you then offer him a third one, he's got to make another bar pregafen. Okay, by bread, they say if there's an adam gadol there, he knows that he's supposed to take care of the waiter and give him as much bread as he wants. So one bracha covers all the bread that he's going to eat. There's no nimlach. So let's see Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says like this. Hashamash mevarech borei priya gafin al kol kos v'kol sheet nulo. The waiter has to make a borei priya gafin every cup that you give him. Why? If he's shukin nimlach, because he's like nimlach. What does that mean? Mishmeres of cutting your days. She'ini yodeya im yitnu lo od. He doesn't. It's not his. He's dependent on you, and he doesn't know if you're going to give him another one. Ach. Okay. Before we do the ach, back upstairs in the mechaber. Ubracha achrona ein ubracha el vasof. One bracha achrona at the end. The ein atzach ubracha kol prusa. Every piece of bread im yesh adam choshe besuda. Either the Adam Chashiv is going to do it, he's going to tell them whatever it is. So if he knows he's getting more, the bracha counts. If he does not know, he may get another slice, he may not, he may get a cup or not, each time he has to make a new bracha. Hagah, this is related to Zimun. Shnayim she'ochlin biyachad, Hashemash ochel ima b'lo nishis v'shus. Two people, they want to have a Zimun. So the waiter can assume that he's invited to have at least a little bit of bread in order to be the third man in the Zimun. But you can have a Zimun without bread if he's the third guy, but it's not so pasha, we'll get there, fine, right. Okay, that we'll save when we get to Zimun. Back to Mishmeres of cutting your days. Actually, this is very, I mean, you can figure it out on your own, but like, you know, the guy's sitting in yeshiva in the classroom in the dorm, he's eating his bag of potato chips, he sees his roommate, he sees his friend, you want a chip? He gives him a chip, okay? Borei priya dama. Guy continues eating, at the end of the bag he says, you want to finish the bag? You want another chip? Now that guy did not know if he was going to be offered more chips or not. So according to this, it sounds like he has to make another bracha each time. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's a bottom line, but I don't know. I'm nervous to say bottom lines because there's, again, many sigils all over the place. So let's see. Mishra Sivkat in your bay. Shukinimlach. Again, she ain't a yodei, meaning Lord, you don't know if you're gonna get more. Ach, but says the Magen Avraham. Here in the Mishnah, im haya daito b'shas bracha rishon kama sheviu lo in tzarich levarich. If you're kavana when I make a burnt adam on your potato chip, I really hope he's going to offer me more, and my bracha is going to go on any other adamas that he offers me. So then it counts. Okay, now the Taz in Simin Kuf Ayin Taz says no. The Taz says I don't have a full understanding of the Taz, but. At least in this plat, the Taz says no. If you don't know if more is going to be offered, you are, even if you make a bracha with explicit kavana, it doesn't work. The only time it works is if you know that you're getting more, you make a bracha, you have explicit kavana. But if you don't know if more is coming, the Magen Avraham says, you don't know if you're getting more or not, have explicit kavana, it'll work for the whole bag of potato chips. Says the Taz, no, it doesn't work. Look at the Shar Tzin about Oiz Yud Gimel. Magen Avraham Shar Be'achronim, Shar Har Be'achronim, Shiz Kaitim B'Sim Kuf Tzadi Sivei B'Shar Tzin, Udolo Kitaz B'Sim Kuf Ayin Tes. Okay, it's around four times that the Shar Tzin says over here, Udolo Kitaz, Udolo Kitaz, Udolo Kitaz, Udolo Kitaz. All the Poskim seem to disagree with this Taz. So in this specific area, Mishabura Paskins and all the the Poskim basically Paskim like the Magen Avraham, that if you have explicit kavana, if you have a doubt, if you're getting more, you should make a bracha. But if you have specific kavana to include the more, then you do not need to make another bracha. I don't know what to do with this halacha l'maisa also, because nowadays in general, we'll learn about this. You're a tzaddik if you have kavana more. Most of us have no kavana, but we just like eating, so we assume that our stam kavana is just to eat it as much as we can, wherever we can, however we can. Okay, so we have to discuss that in the coming months.